Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marcia Eakin's here, too. Marcia's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 5 years. She is a certified professional executive coach, and she does that through her organization, the Eakin Group. She's the author of Inbox Detox and the Habit of Email Excellence. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. Marcia, welcome back.
So happy to be back with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. Marcia, one of the things that, and when I talk about these things that we're going to talk about today, most of my perspective is as much of my own story as it is of all the other stories that I know about. Meaning I've been as guilty of this as anybody has ever been. And that's the struggle every small business owner has is growing. And one of the impediments to growth is in the inability to delegate, because when you and I do it, Marcia, it's perfect.
According to us.
In our eyes, it's perfect. And that's we're the ones who get to judge that. So when we hand it off to someone, we delegate it so we can grow, because that's the only way you can grow, right? I can't be the cost accountant forever. I was the original cost accountant right here, but I can't grow and be the one that forever. So I gotta hand that off to somebody. It's not gonna be perfect. And deciding that I'm gonna be happy with excellence, not perfection, that's the issue, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. There's a quote out there that says, perfect is the enemy of good.
Yep.
And whether it's how you delegate or whether it's how you work on your own website or whatever project you're working on, the brochure you're working on for your business or whatever, I'm at a loss right now for an example, but I work with so many clients who are perfectionists,
mm-hmm.
and I think one of the reasons they come to a coach is because they are not getting where they expect to be, but the problem is with that is when you're expecting perfect, you will always, I shouldn't say always, but most likely be disappointed because your standard is too high.
When it doesn't come from you, because, you know, it doesn't matter. If other people don't think what I do is perfect, if I do it, I think it's perfect. And or at least I have a tendency to do that. I don't always, but you know what I'm saying? If even if it's not perfect, the way you and I do it is what we're comfortable with. And without saying it's perfect, that's the standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so it's our version of perfection. And then when you so what you're saying and what I'm trying to say is another thing that I've talked about on the show a lot here before, and that is our biggest challenge is getting out of our own way, isn't it?
It really is. And here's an example. I've worked with a client who is she's another coach, but she's a newer coach, and she needs to go get customers. And she said to me, "I can't do that until my website is perfect."
Right.
And I said, well, how long is that going to take for mm-hmm. you to perfect your website? And she would say, well, I think another 2 or 3 months. And my question is, can you afford to not have clients for two mm-hmm. to three more months?
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole idea of, she has a website up, but she doesn't like it. And she wants more, and she wants to fix it, and then she wants to ask other people what they think of it, which, okay, that's fine, but it's getting in the way of her making money.
How about this? How about this, Marcia? How about we ask ourselves this question, and we ask someone else who's asked us for an appraisal? can you really afford perfection?
Yes.
How about that?
I like that one. I haven't heard that one. I do like that one.
Because that's what you were saying to her.
Yeah.
Can you afford perfection? And you know, I really think that the standard around here, when I realized that I was getting in my own way, especially from a I was the worst delegator on the planet. And once I started delegating, it was hard to believe. I know, but I'm such a wonderful, you know, so I'm so near perfect. But anyway, once I got comfortable with delegating, and once I was able to convey to my employees what I thought excellence looked like and hold them to that, I started saying, you know what? This company can grow as an excellent company. It can't grow as a perfect company.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. And when you're talking about delegating, many times people, they want to delegate the thought process. They want to clone the person to think like they do,
mm-hmm.
which won't happen. And therefore, you're setting up disappointment right there. And what I like to say is delegate the end result. Write a letter to the client that achieves these three things. And when you read the letter, it's not the way you're going to write it. It can't be, because mm-hmm. you're different than that person.
Mm-hmm.
But you standing back and saying, does it achieve those three goals? Yes. Then that's excellent. But it's not perfect according to what your standard is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a really good point. And this is something that could be a good team building exercise, where you actually stand up and say, you know, to the group, "Hi, I'm Jim. I'm a perfectionist." You know, like you do it at a 12-step program, right? And everybody says, "Hi, Jim." You know, and you say, "I'm a perfectionist." We all know that that won't work. We can't replicate that. We can't process that. So we have to seek excellence. So what does excellence look like? What would be, wouldn't that be a good exercise for the team to work on? What does excellence look like around here?
Right, and excellence is the best you can do. Whereas perfection...
Can I parse that just a little bit? The sure. best you can do with the time that you have and the information that you have.
Exactly.
Because tomorrow it might be another level, because we've got a little more time and a little more information.
That's exactly right. And so people many times won't say that they are a perfectionist, but when I see them analyzing things to death.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Marcia. And one real quick last thing, folks. You have to pull the trigger. Whatever the pull the trigger date is, as good as you can make it on that day is when you pull the trigger. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.